Major General Ronnie Hawkins is the vice director of the Defense Information Systems Agency. He says it's not a question of when the other military services will move to DISA's cloud-based email service, though he acknowledges the Navy and Air Force don't quite see things his way.
On this side of the street in DISA, it's when. If you talk to some of the services, it's if. And to be candid with you, we're in those negotiations with all of them right now. I'm sure if I was sitting in the Air Force, it would be if, and the ifs are contingent upon, obviously, the pricing and the delivery of the capability.
And whether the Army succeeds in moving 900,000 soldiers, civilians, and contractors into one email system by the end of the year. Mike Krieger, the Army's Deputy Chief Information Officer, says all eyes are on his service now as the Army gets ready to migrate some of its larger components, starting with the Department of the Army headquarters.
The tipping point, in Krieger's opinion, is headquarters DA. When I get, you know, 16,000 people at headquarters DA, including the Secretary of the Army, the Chief, the Under, the Vice, and a whole lot of principal three stars, and the level of service is where it should be, and everything's going good, then I think a lot of these people that are saying, if, I think you've reached a tipping point. When we front load headquarters DA so I can get the Secretary and the Chief and all the seniors on board, so it was my intent to get over any resistance. So then when I hit four-star three commands, I could say, the boss is on, you're next.
DISA is also bringing email users from several of DOD's combatant commands into the cloud, including the U.S. European Command, Africa Command, the Transportation Command, as well as DISA itself and the Defense Logistics Agency. Out of the 900,000 total email users across the Army, it says it's migrated about 20,000 users to their new mail.mil addresses so far, but Krieger says they're about to speed the process up. With some help from Microsoft, they've refined a tool designed to automate the process with the goal of moving 1,000 mailboxes per night at any given Army installation. To do that, Krieger says they had to put a cap on the amount of mail they'll move automatically.
And we're going to pull you through a soda straw to get you to Nirvana. We want to do 1 to 2 minutes per mailbox so we can get the upload the data. Because what we're doing is we're taking your data that's an Army Exchange server, we're moving it to the DISA cloud, they're going to provision all your data on the DISA server. Now, once you get there, it's Nirvana. But right now, the hardest part is we're working with everybody, and we're going to squeeze your mailbox down to 50 megabytes. It's that 50 megabytes will migrate to DISA. On your own time later, anything you stored you want to move to DISA, you move on your own.
Nirvana, Krieger says, is having the ability to access email from any workstation on NipperNet, DOD's unclassified computer network, as well as a global address list that covers the entire department, calendar sharing, and no more having to clean out overflowing mailboxes.
And the biggest thing the AOs from COG6 tell me is we essentially have unlimited storage with DISA. The deal we got is 4 gigabytes was the average storage, and they said anything over 4 gigabytes were an archive for you. In the old world, headquarters DA, you had 200 megabytes, and almost weekly you'd get the message that says you need to clean out your mailbox to get down to 200 megabytes. And so the immediate benefit is once you move here, I've been on 10 weeks, I've never seen that message before.
Krieger and DISA's General Ronnie Hawkins both say the project is still on time and on budget. The Army paid DISA about $52 million this year to handle its email, which Krieger says boils down to just over $50 per user, with both classified and unclassified email accounts.
We essentially prepaid. This was a prepaid plan. DISA was a lot like Verizon. So DISA gave us a really good deal. We had considered doing an RFP for this, and we had done an independent government cost estimate. DISA came in right center of where we thought industry would. And then if you look in the Army budget, we have transparency now that we've never had before. I couldn't have told you what we paid for email in the past, but now if you look at the President's budget for 12, there's a line in there for enterprise email that we're giving to DISA. The Army's called it out. In the budget now, I have a line every year of what we're going to pay DISA for enterprise email. And the good thing about DISA, and this is something that was a shock to the Army, it's a very good shock, the build of the Army for enterprise email goes down every year. I mean, what we negotiated with DISA is a price that's actually decreasing over the fit-up.
The reason for that, according to Hawkins,
as you put people into the enterprise, into the cloud, obviously the more volume you get, the less it costs, really, is what it amounts to right there. And because of the technology where you can just manage that technology from, if you will, single locations, whereas before you had to have people at each location, we're able to do that. At the enterprise level.
Krieger says the cloud email system will also host mobile enterprise email capabilities across the Army. For now, that means BlackBerry only. But as soon as security challenges are worked out, he says they could easily adapt to allow Android, iPhone, and whatever else evolves in the coming years. Looking ahead, Krieger says the Army is also looking to move the entire service's SharePoint collaboration systems to the DISA cloud, much like email. He says those systems today are scattered around on various Army posts, camps, and stations around the world.
We think it's the same business case for SharePoint, because it's another product that the Army pays for an enterprise license agreement, so it's free to Army users, but there's too many people standing up SharePoint portals, and so what you're paying is extra servers, extra people running servers, because the software is essentially paid for. So we just finished a business case analysis, just got it validated by DASA CE. We're now going through the Army leadership saying, here's why we ought to move SharePoint to the DISA cloud, you know, more operationally effective, more secure, cheaper cost.
But he says they're at least 2 years away from any prospect of a SharePoint cloud. Krieger says they're hoping to have the entire Army's email accounts transition to the cloud by October or November. He says the Army considers the move to be its first increment of compliance with the Federal Data Center Consolidation Initiative, although he says the move to enterprise email hasn't led to any shutdowns of servers or data centers yet. They won't actually be turned off until next year. When they are, the Army expects to save roughly $100 million per year. In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.